Seated. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to 2 Chronicles chapter 30 for our Old Testament reading. Before we begin that reading, I will say we had some pretty direct speech in the former reading. That's because the scripture is very direct. You won't hear that anywhere else but a place like this. No one else in the world will tell you things like that except the Apostle Paul and those who faithfully expound what the Bible says. And so understand that these things are for your good. Although they may be scary, the Apostle Paul attempted to shake, startle the Corinthians in their toleration and blasé attitude towards such sins. And I might say that our present age needs the same type of startling. So if you were startled, I don't apologize for startling you, although I am sorry that you were startled. Yet this is indeed what we need to hear. Let us remain clear of soul-damning sins and not be governed by them. All right, let's go ahead in our reading now to 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel. For the king had taken counsel and his princes and all the congregation in Jerusalem to keep the Passover in the second month. For they could not keep it at that time because the priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently, neither had the people gathered themselves together to Jerusalem. And the thing pleased the king and all the congregation. So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem, for they had not done it of a long time in such sort as it was written. So the posts went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah, and according to the commandment of the king, saying, Ye children of Israel, turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that are escaped out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. And be not ye like your fathers, and like your brethren, which trespassed against the Lord God of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation, as ye see. Now be ye not stiff-necked, as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord and enter into his sanctuary which he hath sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. For if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if ye return unto him. So the posts passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even unto Zebulun, but they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Nevertheless, diverse of Asher and Manasseh and of Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. Also in Judah, the hand of God was to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the princes by the word of the Lord. And there were assembled at Jerusalem much people to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great congregation. And they arose and took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for incense took they away and cast them into the brook Kidron. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month, and the priests and the Levites were ashamed and sanctified themselves and brought in the burnt offerings into the house of the Lord. And they stood in their place after their manner, according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests sprinkled the blood which they received by the hand of the Levites. For there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. Therefore the Levites had the charge of the killing of the Passovers for everyone that was not clean, to sanctify them unto the Lord. For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, "The good Lord pardon every one that prepared his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary." And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. And the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. And Hezekiah spake comfortably unto all the Levites that taught the good knowledge of the Lord, and they did eat throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offerings and making confession to the Lord God of their fathers. And the whole assembly took counsel to keep other 7 days, and they kept other 7 days with gladness, for Hezekiah, king of Judah, did give to the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 7,000 sheep, and the princes gave to the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 10,000 sheep, and a great number of priests sanctified themselves. And all the congregation of Judah with the priests and the Levites and all the congregation that came out of Israel and the strangers that came out of the land of Israel and that dwelt in Judah rejoiced. So there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there was not the like in Jerusalem. Then the priests, the Levites, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up into his holy dwelling place, even unto heaven. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. What a wonderful passage. What a great 2 weeks the people of God enjoyed together at the Passover of Hezekiah. Notice that the Lord blesses when the people of God hear him and obey him. He blessed them with things that are those intangible things, those things that we really look for, right? Not just opportunity, not just temporal things, but the Lord raised up their inward man as well to take full advantage and full opportunity of those things that the Lord had provided for them temporally in that day. It is true that not everyone enjoyed that. There were some in the northern kingdom that it seems in this passage had recently been taken captive by Assyria, and there were a few left in the land. And when they heard that Hezekiah was having a Passover and that he was doing it the second month, they laughed them to scorn and mocked. But it says that others of them did what? Humbled themselves. And so now we know. We know why they scorned and mocked. It was their pride. They would not submit themselves to the southern kingdom, though they had been carried away captive by Assyria. They would not submit themselves to worship the Lord God of their fathers. Well, let's take a look at several things in this passage that are really, really important. The first thing is that everything was done according to the word of God. You say, well, wait a minute. They didn't meet in the first month. They didn't meet in the first month of the year. They met the second month. You know why they did that? Because they took counsel. The king, Hezekiah, with his nobles, with all of his fellow rulers, it says, they took counsel at Jerusalem to seek how to keep the Passover. Because they could not keep it in the first month, they took counsel. And of course, those priests and Levites that knew, especially the Pentateuch, knew Numbers chapter 9, and the men that were unclean by reason of a dead body, that they could partake of the Passover exactly 1 month later. And so they received not only permission from the priests, but permission from the priests according to the word of God to celebrate the Passover the second month instead. And so now what did they say? They said, oh, look at this. Now we have more time, right? Now having more time, what can we do now? Well, now that we have more time, let's go ahead and put letters out to all of Judah, all of Benjamin, and then whoever is left of the captivity in the northern kingdom, Ephraim and Manasseh, Zebulun, Naphtali, anyone that is indeed a part of our brethren that have been left behind from the captivity of the Assyrians, let them come and worship with us as well. Let us make sure that they have a bona fide invitation from the king. And so they did. And so they made use of that extra month that they had. And so here they come. And yet they came, and they were not particularly sanctified. The priests and Levites, it said in that second month, were ashamed. What does that mean, that they were ashamed? That means that finally they submitted themselves to the sanctification of the temple, recognizing of themselves that they are not worthy to offer the sacrifices. And so they came with humiliation to be themselves sanctified so that they might then offer those sacrifices of the people during Passover and the following week in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And so divers of Asher, Manasseh, Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. And so we have the command of the king, the sending out of the posts. We have the consultation that he took, the submission of the king to the priests to hear exactly how we should celebrate this Passover. And so we have his submission to the word of God. And so they assembled at Jerusalem in verse 13 to keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread in the second month, a very great congregation. The first thing that they did was what? Not only did they sanctify the priests and the Levites and the people that came, many of them, although some did not, sanctified themselves, they also sanctified the city. That's the first thing that they did. They took out all of the altars that Ahaz had left behind. They took all of those out and they cast them into the brook Kidron. And I'm convinced that during this period of the kings, that from time to time, the Lord had to send a great rain to wash all that trash out of the valley of Kidron. And so they carried them into the brook Kidron. Then they killed the Passover, verse 15, on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and the Levites were ashamed and sanctified themselves. That is, they came with humility and they were sprinkled. They were sanctified in order to offer those offerings rightly, because none of them were able to approach the Lord of themselves. They stood in their place after the manner according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests sprinkled the blood which they received of the hand of the Levites. There were so many people that came to participate that the priests could not do all of that work alone. And so the Levites joined them. And so they deviated from the proper order a little bit. Well, we understand, don't we? And there's a really wonderful distinction that we must ourselves understand. And the distinction is that in things that are positive and not moral, some deviation is allowed in Scripture. What do I mean by positive and not moral? The sacrificial system of the Old Testament was positive law and not moral law. Although it spoke of moral law, it was positive law, which means it doesn't need to be done forever. It was a temporary thing that God had put into place. And it being positive rather than moral, it can from time to time, for the sake of a moral commandment, be changed. What was the sake of the moral commandment? Well, here came the people even after the destruction of the northern kingdom, they came in and they were not cleansed after the manner of the congregation, that they should have been cleansed, but they were not. And yet they came with true and sincere hearts. And the king, in that prophetic office of his own that the kings of Israel, the godly kings, understood, prayed for them from that prophetic office. And the Lord accepted them because this was a positive commandment, not a moral commandment that was violated here. They came as close to the proper order as the Lord had given them. And because of the greatness of heart that the Lord had obviously poured out upon all, they were forgiven for their infractions. They were received. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah, verse 20, and healed the people. Healed them of what? Some commentators want to make a very literal interpretation there. Because they were not sanctified then, they were showing signs of physical ailment, and the Lord healed them. Other commentators would say, no, the Lord received them and healed them in their souls, even though outwardly they were ceremonially unclean. Well, it's difficult to decide between those two, and it may be that it was both. So then they kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days. The priest praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. And Hezekiah spoke to the hearts of those Levites that taught the good knowledge of the Lord. In other words, for the entirety of that week, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, they had the teaching of the Levites, they had the praise and singing of the Levites, they had the instruction, they had the fellowship, they had pretty much a church service every day during that week. Well, we can see what a great reformation this is, especially since the days of Ahaz, when instead they had an altar at the head of every street in Jerusalem. Now they have that one altar where all of those sacrifices are being offered. They have the teaching of the Levites who taught the good word of God. They have the singing of praise, the orchestra of the Levites during those sacrifices. And the whole assembly then took counsel. Levites, can we do this 7 more days? And the king and the Levites all said, yes. And so 7 more days then, beyond the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And Hezekiah said, and you'll not come empty-handed in those other 7 days. And so notice, he gave to the congregation out of his own stock 1,000 bullocks and 7,000 sheep. And the princes gave to the congregation 1,000 sheep and a great number, 10,000 sheep and 1,000 bullocks. And a great number of priests sanctified themselves. They went on because there were now more sacrifices to be offered. More priests needed to be sanctified to bring in those sacrifices and offer them properly. And all the congregation of Judah with the priests and the Levites, and all the congregation that came out of Israel, and all the strangers that came out of the land of Israel that dwelt in Judah rejoiced. And so there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there was not the like in Jerusalem. And here is where we have the lament, right? What is the lament? The lament is, sometimes, beloved, we don't understand what we have until we don't have it. They hadn't had that kind of a Passover, the like of that, even since the days of Solomon. Although there was indeed a reformation in the days of Jehoshaphat, it paled in comparison to this. It was so very precious to them because it was so very rare. Sometimes, beloved, we must bewail our weakness that things that are truly precious don't become precious to us until they become rare. Right? Then the priests, the Levites, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, even unto heaven. And so we note here at the end of this service for those 2 weeks that the Lord was indeed thus pleased that the voice of the Levites was heard, not in that earthly dwelling place, but the Lord by his prophet affirmed that their voice was heard in heaven, that the Lord had received them, that they had drawn near to him spiritually and indeed became precursors to what Paul will say about those who believe in Christ, that they are seated in the heavenlies. Beloved, let these worship services remain precious to you, no matter if it's here at CCRPC or elsewhere where the name of the Lord is properly proclaimed and worshiped. Let these worship services be so very precious that we don't need to have them taken away for them to become precious to us. And let them be the means by which we commune and our voices as a kingdom of priests are heard, not in the halls of the church, but in the halls of heaven. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing.